it happened.
Had the lead and didn't play well enough defensively again tonight. Too many breakdowns. Got one in the penalty kill that we probably shouldn't give up. And but gotta give them credit. They're a patient team. They wait for their opportunities. And when we didn't score on the power play in the first period, there you kind of had the feeling that they were gonna get a few calls going their way, and they managed to get one.
Emotionally now, where is the team at? Where are you at?
It's difficult for sure. You know, you play all year to get towards the playoffs, and when you kind of squander some chances at home here that we feel like we games we needed to win to get in, it's difficult, but you know, I don't know if we're out of it yet, but we can't play like we are.
Kind of sorry, what was it like racing to gain momentum? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. I think when we didn't score in the first period on our power plays, you kind of had a feeling that they were going to get, you know, get their chances, and then they generated a lot on their power play tonight. I think you know, maybe some plays that we'd like to have back for penalty killers, but you know, they played well. They capitalized when they needed to.
This has been such an up and down roller coaster. There's mm-hmm. been so much pressure on you guys with every mm-hmm. game meaning so mm-hmm. much. Is this an emotionally tired team?
You know, I think I'd be lying if I said we weren't a little emotionally drained, but you know, I think everyone is at this point in the season. It's part of the challenge of an 82-game schedule is staying consistently focused every game and coming to work, you know, ready to perform. So everyone's tired, and you got to be good.
A lot of guys haven't been in this position this late mm-hmm. in the season. Is this kind of a reflection then of a growing process?
Well, anytime you're in a, you know, a stretch of the season where every game matters and there is pressure, I think you can become better from that. I think looking back on my experiences in Vancouver, you know, the first year we lost to Chicago in a big series in six games, and then the first round we were up 3-0, and then we go out back and it takes seven games again. So you know, anytime that you go through adversity and you can, you know, whether you succeed or you don't, I think those are big big moments in a player's career and in our organization's future.
Seeing the Rangers more so than the other teams.